Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is dude, Uncle Leroy. Sit back and relax and join us as we get ready to get our fantasy pick started on our week four Fantasy Insight live show. Do what you wanna. But look, hey, this should do it, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy if you can't say the Junior. Kicking it on this Saturday with none other than my host, Sebby.
Jeffy, not from the block. What up, world?
What line. What up, what up? And our other host that's always kicking it in with us, Sports Talk with Friends, Badass, who that is?
Ike.
Juan. It's your boy, Mike. It's Ike. What's down with y'all?
It's Ike.
Hey, we talking about that, but, you know, I'm sitting at the house on a podcast after getting this Grand Fam winning weekend started last night. But what y'all calling them?
Oh, man, we all here in the fire, you know what I'm saying? Teaching little Jimmy how to fish, you know what I'm saying? Just regular fish.
So, what kind of world? That's how much you teach me, huh? What's the fish calling right now? I'll wait.
Just keep waiting, because I ain't saying nothing right now.
Hey, look, that's how we always get things cracking in the Sports Talk with Friends group, fantasy football leagues. And going in the fantasy football league, we have some games in store this week. So, you know, we're definitely going to get it started with our minor league game of the week, which is once again our super team right now. Super team going up against Hoppy Hopkins. Brandon Super Team currently is remains undefeated, and he's also a part of this bounty. Yesterday's, but I take him to win over Hoppy Hopkins. Just want to see, got to roll time. We also have AWOL Animals versus these two. Animals got a jump start with Brandon Cook's Thursday night game. Like he's mine, slip away with this one. So I think we'll go with eighth and ninth place. Niners faithful versus who got six though?
What?
So that game is Aaron Rodgers going against Case Keenum. So you know, I don't think Case Keenum has the capabilities of doing that against, I'm getting a Wimby against Aaron Rodgers, so I'm going to have to go with 49ers faithful in this one. Sorry, man. Next game, we have a battle of the ladies, Down by Diva versus Taylor Hudatcha. And it's looking like Taylor Hudatcha might pull this one off if they swap out, if she swaps out that Joe Mixon, who's out actually with an injury. Next game, we have Taco de Asada versus the champ is here. It's a good game because Cooper Kupp went berserk for the champ is here, and he also has Stephon Diggs. So that tilt the favorite his direction. So at first I was going to roll with Taco de Asada coming off the victory, but I'm going to go with the champ is here this week. Last game we have is Cutt versus put the tippet. And of course, I have to go with Kissing Cousins, who had a tremendous start on Thursday night and put up 5 points against his defense, who just put up five. So, you know, that wraps that up for the minor league. But check the group for the commissioner's picks. You can check the league for that. But that was just Uncle Leroy Jr. picks for the minor league. Oh. That's how it's going. And Mike Lock.
Yeah, sir. Yes, sir. For a second. All right, man. Let's break down these Flirting League matchups. Let's start with That's All You Got versus the LaQuint Dickey. LaQuint Dickey's been on a real high scoring streak. Continue, especially with the trade he just made, getting David Johnson for Lamar Miller, which to me is a steal. Even though they left 84.3 points on the bench, I still have to pick the LaQuint Dickey to go with the win in that game, because I don't see Andrew Luck and Tyrell Williams helping out in that game. Then we have Insane Asylum versus Going to Breeze by Bayou. All I'm going to say is somebody's going to be 0-4. I ain't going to say no names, but Insane Asylum for the win in that game. We're going to leave Going to Breeze right by you down in the basement by itself for the rest of the season. Next, we have the Tampa versus Two Trill. the champ is here. I don't know what they're thinking with Marcus Mariota in the starting lineup. As a resident Titans fan, that's a bad move. And he left 34 points on the bench with Brandon Cooks. So with all that being said, True Trill is going to get the victory in that one and leapfrog him in the standings. Then we have Who Them versus Got Him Coach. Battle of the quarterbacks, Breeze and Brady. I think that game is going to come down to the tight ends. And in that one, with Baker Mayfield starting, look for David Njoku to put up some points this week. Got Him Coach is going to steal the victory despite Yahoo projecting them to lose. Then you have the number one team in the league, You Hate Me, versus Adam Up. You Hate Me is off to a fast start with 68 points on Thursday night. And he has some favorable matchups to continue his point scoring spree. This is a possible blowout of the week game here. You Hate Me is going to continue to be undefeated. He's going to destroy Adam Up. Big blowout. Next game we have Victoria's Secret versus The Recruit. Victoria's Secret got some good production for Robert Woods, but 1 point from their defensive player, which is going to hurt him in the long run. The Recruit has some favorable matchups, some hot players going on, and The Recruit will win this game. I'm not going to call it a comeback. They will win this game handily. Look for Ryan Fitzpatrick and Odell Beckham to put up big numbers for him. And last but not least, the most important game of the week, we have Bobby Boucher versus Kissing Cousins. Kissing Cousins got off to an amazing start. When I say amazing, I don't think this has ever been done in the history of fantasy football league with a 133-point lead going into Sunday. But Bobby Boucher has some tricks up his sleeve, and we're not going to call it a comeback, but Bobby Boucher will win this game over Kissing Cousins. And that wraps up the Florida Leeds picks by yours truly, Mike Lauer.
You know, I was about to hit you with the buzzer on that, and, you know, wrong answer for that kiss the cousin. So, you're still going to get it. Because, sir, that clearly was the wrong answer. I think you can't be chewing on that bait that you feeding them fish out there.
You got 133 points. You're going to finish with about 107. There ain't going to be enough to win the game. You blew all your energy right there on Thursday night. You ain't got enough to finish. That horse going to fade down the stretch.
That's what they say. A fast start means a slow finish. But, hey. This horse got kicked, man. So don't think he's gonna tire out during the sixth one. That leads us to our big league. Sound like he's caught in a windstorm. Hey, you there? Can you talk to us? Hello.
Yeah. Well, you know it's kind of hard. See, Mike Lowry could talk because he ain't catching no fish. But, you know your boy, you know how you're filling the chest up. You know how it is. You know just his fish game will reflect this game that he's got with you this week. Over everything. Talking about that lead ain't gonna do
it on phone. He already knows that. You know, he, like I told him, even a little train that could figure it out at some point that it couldn't. So, hey, how are we looking at that big lead?
This week we got the 10th seed, the champions here, versus the 11th seed, Nature Boy Baker. The championship right now has a 38-23 lead, and that game is going to be projected to be one of the closest games they have this week. But I'm going to go with the Nature Boy Baker with the quote-unquote upset over the champions here. I'm sorry, the champions here. You know how I feel about that. We have number 3 seed, Breeze Nuts, versus number 7, Who's That Man's Mama. Breeze Nuts has 29.6 points from Ty Gurley on Thursday night. I think he's going to ride the wave and be Who's That Man's Mama this week. Now we got to the number 2 seed, T-Lando Rambunctious, over 14th seed, The Chosen One. The score right now is 87.98 to 46.20. Per their Thursday night players, Kirk Cousins and Stephon Diggs gave T-Lando Rambunctious that 41-point lead since The Chosen One had Cooper Kupp. I'm going to stay with T-Lando Rambunctious to stay at the top of the standings. He's going to keep The Chosen One down in the basement. Obi Chris Kenobi's number 4 seed taking on something spectacular. 98.3 to 35.6 lead right now for the Thursday night games. I'm thinking for staying with Obi Chris Kenobi. my favorite team. 13 seed, life support. We already know that guy's team is on life support. Lord, get the holy water. He needs a win, and he won't get it this week. Survival of the Fit is going to beat life support this week, the 9th seed over the 13th seed. Then we got number 1 seed, Daddy Daycare, with the game of the week versus number 5, Roethlisberger and Fries. As much as I hate to say this, because the hate is real, Roethlisberger and Fries are going to pull an upset over Daddy Daycare this week and knocking him out of the first place standings that he's in right now. And of course, we know the 6th seed right now, yours truly turned out for what? Mr. Lil Timmy not on the block himself. I'm going to destroy you, boy, and then we're going to call it Blood of the Week. We're going to save 200 plus points over your boy. I'm going to say he's going to put up only 140. Andy Dalton and Ryan Tannehill not going to do nothing for you, matched up against Aaron Rodgers and Phillip Rivers. Tune in next week so I can talk some more spit.
Hey, man, it felt kind of weird hearing that I'm an underdog and I have to pull up, say. And I'm a big dog, you know, but, hey, I'm trying to go 2-0 with these bounties. So he also has a bounty on this, on his head for this undefeated run this season. But, hey, we're going to be right back, and we're going to do our next segment, the Start, Sit, and Flex. I'm telling you, that song just puts me in the mood for some football and some beer and some Mac. But, hey, this is Dude on Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. With my hope, none other than Lil Jimmy, not on the block. And Sports Talk with Friends Badass. We just came back from this break. And our next segment is, you know, it's a fan favorite, the Start, Sit, and Flex. Most anticipated segment. So we're going to get it started with the AFC games. New York Jets at Jacksonville. So is there anyone that wants to start with the Jets?
At the most, if you're going to play anybody from the Jets, I would give flex considerations to Isaiah Crowell.
Can't hear you.
How are you going to play? You got the opportunity to flex Isaiah Crowell. Everyone else is going to struggle versus that Jacksonville defense, but he has the opportunity to get garbage time points in a game that I feel is going to get out of hand. But everybody else, Sam Darnold, Robbie Anderson, Quincy Nuwa, Powell, you bench all those guys. They're going to have a tough matchup with the Jacksonville defense.
Wow. We just had a trade in the big league for Bilal Powell, so hopefully they're listening to this segment and they reconsider they're going to play him this week. What do you think about this, Lil Jimmy? Are you going to start anyone? Sam Darnold, Isaiah Crowell, Bilal Powell, Quincy Enunwa, Robbie Anderson. What are you going to do with those guys?
I'm going to sit everybody this week because Jacksonville, I think, being that they can't beat Tennessee and they're coming off that tough loss, I think they will come out trying to shut everybody down. I think that they're going to be successful.
So what are you going to do with that defense?
If I had to start anybody, I would start Crowell. If that is only because the running back always gets the ball. I'm starting. Besides that, I ain't starting nobody. Keep balling.
All right, so on the other side of the ball, we have Blake Bortles. Leonard Fournette is, they're still testing the fact that he made play this week. TJ Yeldon, Kellen Cole, well, Kellen Cole, how do you pronounce his name? Westbrook, the big guy. Gary and Jenkins. We're going to do it with those guys. Mike Locke.
Once again, this is going to be a game where you're not going to play any of those guys as well. The Jets defense is a little bit underrated. Only player that even gets flex consideration would be Safarian Jenkins. He will get a lot of opportunities against the linebackers in a garbage time situation. But only players in this game will that you want to play is defense, the Jacksonville defense and the Jets defense.
Hmm. Wow. What are your take on that, little Jimmy?
I have some owner of that he's going to come back with a vengeance. Because he's finally getting his rest. I'm not playing any receiver right now until Blake Moore gets three receivers to do. And saying that, I would actually start Blake Moore versus the Jets defense only because as long as Leonard Fournette's not playing, they're going to have to do the ball to Blake Moore's hands. This is not the Tennessee type defense, as much as I hate to say that. And they got the kryptonite of beating, not being able to beat the Tennessee Titans. So I would start Blake Moore. I would start the Jacksonville defense, and I would only start Leonard Fournette if he's playing. I won't start TJ Yeldon if he's not.
Wow, so let me tell you this interesting trade. So in the Florida League, a trade was offered for Larry Fitzgerald, who I picked up off the waiver wire, and Kellen Cole. What do you think about that trade, little Jimmy? Like, how would you grade that?
So, I'm a big firm believer in Larry Fitzgerald. He's done a lot for me and helped me get to places I've gotten to in the past, but he doesn't have a quarterback, and I'm not exactly sure that Josh Rosen is going to be that man to be able to give him the ball. So I think that's a very fair trade because, you know, look at the stats. I think when you make a trade, it's not about the potential what someone has done in the past. I'm sorry, what they've done in the past, the potential for the future. You look at what it is now, and Kellen Cole has more reception and yards over Larry Fitzgerald right now. So I think that's a pretty decent trade.
All right, cool. So we got one that's in favor of it. So how do you feel about this trade offer, Mike Lyra?
If you're the one receiving Kellen Cole, it's a win for you because despite all the longevity and success Larry had over his career, Christian Kirk will be the feature guy in that offense now. So if you sold Larry Fitzgerald, great timing on that. That's a great move for you. If you traded for Larry Fitzgerald, you're ready for a lot of disappointment this season.
Man. All right, so now in favor of this trade, because I'll be the one receiving Kellen Cole, but I'm like, damn, I had a plan to play him at home against one of their rivals. So I'm thinking that he's going to have a big home game. So it's like I'm trying to delay this trade until next week because I am a one that, you know, I agree with that. You know, like, hey, he doesn't have a quarterback, but one thing I've noticed about his play play well at home, and then they're going to come out this week, and well, you know, this small. That's our next game, Miami Dolphins. So, it was pretty this morning on the football talking about a sense of urgency in the New England Patriots camp. And it's crazy that the Dolphins come into town, big Dolphins, 3-0. And New England Patriots 1-2 is pretty much always been the opposite way, where the Patriots come in 3-0 and the Dolphins are trying to save their season. So this is a tricky game here. So who are you going to start any of these Dolphins players? Ryan Tannehill, Keenan Drake, Kenny Stills, Vontae Parker. All right, what are you going to do with those guys? Let's start with you, Luke.
I'm going to say it's a shootout. I'm going to say Tannehill for sure. I'm not going to say Kenyon Drake only because he'll never have a chance to run the ball. It's going to be a shootout. I believe that Tom Brady is going to come home and do his thing. I'm not telling you who to play on tape. It's not going to be anybody that's going to be played for that's useful. So for Miami, I'm going to say Kenny Stills and Ryan Tannehill. That's it. No defense, no running game, nobody else.
Okay. All right. So, Mike Lyra, do you feel that way? You're going to start Ryan Tannehill and Kenny Stills?
You're going to start Ryan Tannehill. Kenny Stills get some flex consideration, but look for Grant. Corey Grant to have a breakout game in that game. The Patriots showed last week that they struggled with any receiver with speed playing against Detroit, and I see Miami trying to use him in a lot of different ways, so look for him to break out against that. I ain't going to say suspect, that weak New England defense, because that defense is well below average.
You talking about Jakeem Grant?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jakeem Grant.
Okay, look like someone did their homework to actually, look him up. We might have to start a new piece on this and add the sleeper. But, yes. Yeah, definitely be on the lookout for Jakeem Grant, because he had a breakout game last week, and, that actually put a target on his back. So, man, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. But as a Kenyon Drake owner, I was, it's like poker. I'm pot committed. So, and it's crazy, the game that I benched him was his best game. So I'm going to have to take the start on Kenyon Drake again, because Ryan Tannehill doesn't have the arm to always throw it across the goal line, and he doesn't have the receiving core to actually run it through there, in my opinion. So someone's going to have to run the ball across the goal line, so I'm starting Kenyon Drake. So now this is the tricky one. So on the other side of the ball, the New England Patriots, we have Tom Brady, James White, Sonny Michael, Josh Gordon, Chris Hope, and, of course, Rob Gronkowski. Man, I got to work on my German this morning. So, hey, we're going to start it off with you, Mike Lyle. What are you going to do with the Patriots players?
I'm going to shock the world with this one. I'm benching Tom Brady.
Whoa!
What you've seen all season has not been a fluke. Without any receivers, without Edelman on the outside, all teams have to do is take away Rob Gronkowski, and he will struggle. He's looking like an average Joe. Look for that to continue against a solid and underrated Miami defense. You bench Tom Brady this week. James White will get a flex consideration because his workload will increase with Rex Burkhead being on IR. Even though Sonny Michel is getting a lot of the running touches, the Patriots are showing the inability to run the ball. So look for James White to get a lot of thumbs off in the backfield, a lot of flat first downs and things like that. I'm actually going to bench Rob Gronkowski as well. He's going to also see a lot of double teams again this week like he did last week. Once the blueprint is out, you know it's a copycat league. Once we find out how to stop you, it's time for the Patriots to adjust. It's going to take a week or two for Josh Gordon to get acclimated to the system. Because as you know, with the Patriots, you can be a good athlete, great talent, all you want. If you're not a system player, you won't thrive in their offense. So it's a wait-and-see thing with Josh Gordon. I will give it a week or two to see how they utilize it. But for now, James White is the only player getting flex consideration for me from the Patriots. Everyone else, catch him.
Wow. That is a shocker right there. And talking about a shocker, it's like, everyone knows all the Patriots way, you just say less and, nod and smile. So it was Rob Gronkowski's brother who got out there and said that he was able to read his brother's facial expressions and his demeanor and says that he's frustrated with the double team that you mentioned of and a losing record of the New England Patriots. So it's definitely a sense of urgency out there. And, Lil Jimmy, how do you feel about this Patriots team?
I'm going to say that just like when you got your little brother, he grew up to be bigger than you, but you can still beat his ass. That's a Miami thing. I believe that Tom Brady's going to have a field day. I can't tell you who exactly going to start with them. Everybody going to start Gronk because he's top three tight end in the league. So I'm going to say go with Gronk. He's going to find a couple of end zone targets, maybe not long catches, but he may give you a touchdown or two. Besides that, Brady, and from there, nobody else.
Wow. Not even Chris Hope, who's been MIA this whole season.
He's going to be MIA again. Look for Xavier Howard to get him a lot of man-to-man coverage. And Xavier Howard has been solid this year on defense. He's one of the most underrated cornerbacks in the league, if you ask me. I don't see Chris Hogan doing anything on that defense. Miami defense has been good all season. It's not been a fluke.
All I'm going to say is Chris Hogan better go eat a hoagie. That's what he needs to do. He haven't done much else from doing anything else this season.
Man, yeah, I'm trying to find a trade for him. He's been trade-based since I picked him up. So the next game we have is a favorite of yours, Mike Lowry. It's Philadelphia Eagles coming in town to the Tennessee Titans. So it looks like, you know, Chris Carson is starting to find his footing, and Jay Ajayi's coming, supposed to come back. So what are we going to do with these skilled players of the Eagles? Carson Wentz, Jay Ajayi, Alshon Jeffrey. Wait, is he playing? No, Nelson Aguilar and Zach Ertz.
Alshon Jeffrey has a possibility of being on a snap count this week. For those of you who didn't listen to me last week and played Jacksonville players and Blake Bortles, I want y'all to understand that I'm not telling you these things as a Tennessee fan. I'm objective. You bench Carson Wentz this week. You do not play any of their running backs this week. If anybody on their team has any opportunity to do anything this week, it will be Zach Ertz. And that's only because we have this weak link of a safety. I ain't going to say where we got it from, who you play for. That's the only possibility of any player having a good game against us. What a lot of people don't understand about this Tennessee defense, we're solid against the run. We get after the pass, and we force you to make tight throws and beat tight man coverage. See, last season we were okay because we only had two cornerbacks. Now, thanks to the Patriots, we have Malcolm Butler, another great cornerback. So Carson Wentz is going to be in for a long day. He didn't look too good against the Colts, who are not that good defensively. He's going to look even worse against the Tennessee defense. You heard it here first.
Mark it down. Man, so Lil Jimmy, like, you know, it seems as of late, you know, we've been getting this connection between, you know, you and Mike Lowry, where y'all agreeing on some things, and now to hear y'all out there fishing, you know, loving this bond and this bromance that's going on here. So how do you feel about these Eagles skill players? Oh, I can't hear you.
It's only bromance because I allow him to eat the fish that he can't catch. So it's the only bromance that's got going on. But as you know, no haters involved. Start every Philadelphia Eagle from the kicker to the coach to the water, the cheerleader to the water boy. So everybody will run up and down the field on Tennessee. This man, not Jacksonville. Jacksonville can't beat Tennessee, but Philadelphia can. Carson Wentz did a little bit coming out last week, and he's about to do a whole lot more coming out this week. So, and once again, for the people in the big league, you had a chance to get him. You didn't want him. Now you're about to show you why you should have Carson Wentz.
Boom, mark it down. And it is funny, like, as we look at this Tennessee Titans team, they only have, like, five skilled players in their defense, and that defense is included in the five people. So who are you going to start at the Tennessee Titans? Like, who scores points for them? Like, what are you going to do with Marcus Mariota, Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry, and Corey Davis?
Nobody. I think the only points they might score is Deion Lewis running backwards because he's falling and getting his ass whooped. So I think that's the only one that you couldn't say that he might actually score this week. I was big on Delanie Walker, but as we all know, you know, he's out for the season. There's nobody else. Mariota can't feel his hands. No Blaine Gabbert is still Blaine Gabbert. Nobody. Nobody.
Man, there you go, Little Jimmy.
There we go with the hate. I want y'all to remember when y'all listen to Jimmy Fantasy advice, he's 0-3 in multiple leagues. So I want y'all to take that into consideration. I'll just let you know he don't know nothing he's talking about.
Oh, man, talk about taking shots. That came with them.
I just only wish they had a shot for catching fish.
So who you going to start over there,
As a resident Tennessee Titans fan, the only one left to exist, the Tennessee Titan you play this week is Derrick Henry. Look for a breakout game for Derrick Henry. He's been struggling all season, but my offensive line is finally intact. We get Jack Conklin back, so look for us to lean on this smaller, faster Philadelphia Eagles team and Derrick Henry to pound the rock for us today. Marcus Mariota has a full week of practice. He's not completely 100%. You don't play Marcus Mariota this week. But you can play Corey Davis in the flex in a tough situation. If you need somebody to play, you can flex Corey Davis. And outside of that, you don't play any of those other guys. They're going to give you very, very small production. Our offense is built not to lose a game, which is what they're going to do this week when we beat Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champs.
That's going to be an upset. talking about an upset. This should be a pretty decent game. Our next game we have is Houston Texans at Indianapolis Colts. So I'm still, you know, I'm still not sold on Deshaun Watson, but as a Will Fuller owner in multiple leagues, I do appreciate him and his garbage time throws. But what are we going to do with Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Miller, DeAndre Hopkins, and Will Fuller? We're going to start back up with you, Mike Lowry.
All right. So everybody knows Deshaun Watson has struggled all season. He's taken a lot longer to come back in form than a lot of people expected. This game, as a quarterback, you play him. LaQuint Dickey, I wish I'd had this for you Thursday night. You wouldn't have left Jared Goff on the bench. Now you're stuck with him. You're going to miss those 84 points. Once again, you know, everybody knows DeAndre Hopkins is a must play no matter how bad Watson looks. Hopkins is going to get his number. Will Fuller is definitely emerging as a number two. You play him again this week. Also, Lamar Miller is must bench. You do not play Lamar Miller. At the end of the day, like I told people, he's very overrated, and their offensive line is not that good. So if without the holes, he's not going to give you production, and he will not give you production against that Colts defense this week.
Mark it down. And Lamar Miller's always been one like that. He'll have a 1,000 yards and no touchdowns. You know, so I've never been a fan of exactly. So what are we going to do with these players over in Houston, little Jimmy?
I'm going to say since they're on the road, I believe Indianapolis is going to win this game, and that means that Houston's going to play some behind. Let's go to Deshaun Watson because he did give us 50 in our Sports Talk with Friends league. That's only because it was garbage time versus Giants at home last week. He's trying to catch up. He'll do the same thing as Indianapolis. Start Deshaun Watson. Lamar Miller, he will get the touches, but he doesn't get the touchdowns. He might get the yards. Last week, if I'm not mistaken, he got 20-something carries for like maybe 70-something. Like a 2-point-something average, it's not enough. So if you need him, start him. I will bench him. Will Fuller is starting to become a must-start for Deshaun Watson starts. So I would say automatic starts for him, and I'm going to say the same thing for DeAndre Hopkins. You know, he's just one of the man beasts out there that you have to start every week. So, two wide receivers, quarterback, no running back this week for the Texans.
What are you going about their defense? Is there a start or a sit?
Nah, they sit. You put their defense under the bench, underneath some concrete. You know, J.J. Watt is still a man in his own mind. Injuries, you know, Father Time and injuries caught up with him. He can't do the same thing they used to do. Xavier and Clowney cannot be in that lineup to be healthy enough to be stabilized. And I think if Jonathan Joseph is still there, then that means I named too many of their secondary players. I'm not even sure who they have back there in the secondary to guard anybody besides Honey Badger, Tyron Matthew. And he came over. I remember him because of the trade. Besides that, I don't believe they have been decided to stop anybody, so no defense.
Man, and not to mention the guy throwing the ball on the other side is Andrew Luck, you know. So you can't ever knock him out. But that leads us to, you know, what are we gonna do with these Colts? Andrew Luck, Jordan Wilkins, Nyheim Hines, and T.Y. Hilton, and Eric Ebron.
Been picking up on Hines. Hines is not gonna do much at all. It's because it's Hines. The only good thing about Hines is Duncan Hines. You're not making no cakes out here. He ain't doing nothing. And I believe after that we have a. Andrew Luck is still going to go in decent numbers. He's not going to do enough, but he's not going to give you no Eli Manning type of numbers every week. He's going to give you a decent amount of snaps, a decent amount of throws, and a touchdown here and there, enough so you can actually, you know, not necessarily worry about getting another quarterback. No running back, quarterback, T.Y. Hilton. Because anybody who actually does catch the ball is T.Y. Hilton for Andrew Luck. Ebron, only because Ebron is a touchdown machine, especially if Jack Doyle comes back. As long as Jack Doyle and Ebron play on the same Sunday together, same game day, look for Ebron, because Ebron will get that touchdown. So we got quarterback. We're going to see Ebron as a tight end. No running backs. And we're going to see T.Y. Hilton as a receiver. And no defense for the Colts. Don't even think about it. You either put them out the league, not even on the waiver wire.
Oh, man, that's cutthroat, right? Yeah, but that's sad, but that's true. So how do you feel about that, Mike Lowry?
I mean, I'm glad Lil Jimmy actually been listening to me, because I remember early in the season, early before the season started, we were having this debate on the tight end situation. But the only coach you play is Eric Ebron. Andrew Luck is not going to put up big numbers. T.Y. Hilton will see double coverage all evening. He will see a lot of honey badger. So look for Eric Ebron one-on-one against the safeties in the back to give you a touchdown and maybe 60, 70 yards. So he's a must start. And as far as that coach defense that Lil Jimmy has been sleeping on, these guys are a lot better than everybody's giving them credit for. So I would actually play the defense this week. Look for him to get a couple sacks and even a couple turnovers this week against Deshaun Watson.
That's going to be a hard feat to do running after him. But
And look for him to eat a couple of Pop-Tarts, too, and drink a couple of Alka-Seltzers that's not even real liquid. Think about that, too, Mr. Powell.
But talk about getting them. We got to see what's going on out there in the quarterback situation out there in Buffalo. So Buffalo Bills at Green Bay Packers. What are we going to do with this crazy situation? We got Josh Allen, LeSean McCoy, Chris Ivory, and Kelvin Benjamin. Mike Lyra, what do you feel about that?
All right. So Josh Allen gave him a spark in the game they stole from Minnesota last week. Messed up my pick'em sheet. You know, kind of hurt my heart. But this is the game you saw Josh Allen. The Packers defense, as I've been trying to tell you guys all season, is not that good. This is a game where he's going to see a lot of one-on-one coverage, easy-to-read defenses. He's going to put up big numbers this week. LeSean McCoy coming back from injury, a rib injury. I'm not sure how much of a workload he's going to get. So if you have a better option, you definitely bench and look for LeSean McCoy this week. Chris Ivory, he's going to be his production is going to be based on how much workload LeSean McCoy gets. So that's another guy I would stay away from if I have better options. And Kelvin Benjamin, this is a game where he's going to steal another touchdown. I benefited from that as a Kelvin Benjamin on him in week two. I played him out of nowhere because I felt like it was a game he's going to steal a touchdown, and he did. Look for him to steal another one this week against the Packers.
Boom, mark it down. So what you going to mark down this week, Lil Jimmy, for these Buffalo Bills?
For Buffalo, I'm going to only start one person, and that's going to be Charles Clay. And I say that because Charles Clay got hurt at the tight end for the Buffalo Bills. Chris Ivory, if Sean McCoy doesn't play, that's the only reason I play Chris Ivory, because of his running style, his aggressive running style since he adapted from the New Orleans Saints. You know, the All Saints not bad. Mr. Kenny Vaccaro led Tennessee Titans fan Mike Lowry. So I'm going to say we'll go Charles Clay, and only if Sean McCoy doesn't, I will start.
Hey, bro, if Vaccaro is so good, why y'all don't want him back? Because we don't want him. Y'all can take him.
Because it's Vaccaro. Like, it's not like a car. Not even a real.
Right, this time ended in New Orleans. So, yeah, we moved on from that Vaccaro hype. But we got, like, a plethora of skilled players for the Green Bay Packers. So what are you going to do? I'm going to just name a few. Aaron Rodgers, Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, Geronimo Allison, Jimmy Graham, Randall Cobb. I don't even know if we can remember all those guys. But what are you going to do with the skilled players?
Let's go Aaron Rodgers for sure. Randall Cobb is hurt this week. I'm going to sit him. Devontae Adams is a must start. I think Jimmy Graham's going to finally get his first touchdown. I'm going to call it a fourth quarter in a close game. Yes, I know, surprisingly calling it a close game, but who thought that Buffalo could beat Minnesota, right? So, close game, Jimmy Graham catches a touchdown. We're going to say a Packers running back is going to get his first touchdown since a real Packers running back is going to get a touchdown this week. That they haven't had in a very long time. Whatever running back you want to pick, I can't choose a particular one because you know they never play a certain one anyway. So, Aaron Rodgers, you want a touchdown for Jimmy Graham? Because he ain't give you no yards. We're going to say Devontae Adams is going to have a decent game. Maiden Crosby is going to score more than one of the skilled position players this week. So Maiden Crosby for sure, too, if you're looking for a kicker. No thank you on the defense. Packers defense, I do agree with Mike Lowry. They are suspect. They need to have an APB out on them to go to jail.
They're not suspect. They're on America's Most Wanted. They're missing. They had to hide now somewhere.
They're on the run. What you going to do with this on-the-run defense and this potent offense, Mike Lowry?
I don't think that offense is going to be potent this week, but I will play Aaron Rodgers because I look for him to get a lot of garbage time points against. I don't think Buffalo defense, his performance was a fluke last week. I look for him to ride that that high off that motivation from Vontae quitting on him seemed to give him a little boost. So they started actually playing football last week. Devontae Adams, he's going to be the recipient of the garbage time stats. So you start him this week. You stay away from any Green Bay running back. That's not going to change. And Jimmy Graham will not get a touchdown. I don't know whether Jimmy's been looking at. You bench him as well.
I'm a Jimmy Graham owner, and I've been waiting for his breakout game. So I'm taking this in. So talking about taking it in, someone should be taking in these some pointers in this next game. We have Detroit Lions out here in Dallas against the Dallas Cowboys. So we're going to save the latter for last. But what are you going to do with the Detroit Lions skilled players? Matthew Stafford. What in the world is this dude? Kerryon Johnson? Man. These kids are these names, but LeGarrette Blount, Theo Riddick, Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, and man, this sensation, Kenny Galladay. Gala something. Back in my day, it was called Jimmy, what was it? Galloway? Well, this is Kenny Galladay. So, what are we going to do with this guy, with this team?
We can start from the top. Dallas defense is all they have. These guys are solid. They're going to get exhausted, but you bench Matt Stafford this week. He's going to struggle against that stout defensive front. They're going to get pressure on him. They can cover on the back end. He's not going to put up big numbers this week. You stay away from Kerryon Johnson. Yes, he finally got 100 yards. Yeah, he finally broke the curse for him. Now the curse is about to begin all over again against that Dallas defense. So you sit him this week. If you're going to play any receiver, you play Marvin Jones. Yes, Galladay has been getting the most consistent work. He's been their good. He's been Matt Stafford's favorite third down target, even surprisingly over Golden Tate. But Marvin Jones is still his big play threat. So look for him to steal one against the Cowboys defense. And Detroit's defense is going to probably be the highest scoring player in that game going against that terrible Dallas offense. So you definitely start their defense.
Wait, I like that. I like that. So how do you feel about that one, little Jimmy?
Detroit, I think this game is going to be a 17-13 game. You know, with that being said, you know, that's, what, about two or three touchdowns like that? Nobody's going to do nothing for these games. Detroit's not doing much. Barry Sanders not walking through that door. So Detroit's not going to be able to do much about anything. So Detroit, I would say nobody. If anybody, you said Matt Stafford, but Matt Stafford's going to have one of them abysmal games, 200 yards, maybe one touchdown, and a whole lot of disappointments.
All right. Well, look, you sure making that one pretty easy. So, you know, it's looking like the offense is going to have some struggles against that Dallas defense. So that leads us to the Dallas offense that no one has seemed to be able to find. I've heard about them. You know, I've heard about Dak Prescott.
No, you couldn't heard about none of them. Maybe because you're in Dallas, the only way you heard about them, you couldn't hear about them anything. So then the only person to start for Dallas is their defense, only because it's going to be a very bad game. Ezekiel Elliott will get the touches, and he'll probably be the one to get the one or maybe two touchdowns that Dallas does score. It's going to be a very, very, very bad game out there in Dallas. It might get the win. Everybody be happy, but they ain't going nowhere with it. Dallas needs to be put on the side of a milk carton. And, you know, the most disrespectful thing that was said this week was that the Dallas receivers are telling Dak Prescott that they are getting open. It's his fault that they're not getting the ball. I can't even name one besides Tavon Austin. The only reason I named Tavon Austin is he was a decent draft pick back in the day with somebody else besides Dallas.
Hey, okay, I like that. So, hey, what's your take on this one, Mike Lowry?
Well, definitely bench Prescott. That's a definite no-brainer. These receivers cannot get open. They cannot beat man coverage. You play Ezekiel Elliott only surely because of the volume he's going to get. He's going to get you at least 100 total yards and maybe even a touchdown. So you play Ezekiel Elliott. All the receivers on the bench, tight end on the bench. But you play the defense. They're going to get about four or five stacks, and you know Matt Stafford is known for giving up a couple, so he will give up a couple of this game as well.
Mark it down. And mark it down. This is a game I'm definitely watching because I am a Ryan Fitzpatrick owner, and I am bought up and caught up in the Fitzmatrick hype. I'm on the train. I am not just on the train. I am the conductor of the train. I need him to continue this magic show all season long so I can continue my magic all season long in the big league. So that leads us to this Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Chicago Bears. What are you going to do? It's looking like Ryan Fitzpatrick is, you know, he's getting a start again this week. Peyton Barber, Mike Evans, Deshaun Jackson, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, and, you know, maybe the Bucs defense. What are y'all going to do, Mike Lyra? What are you going to do with them?
I believe that for this one, I know you said Lowry, but I'm going to believe that the Bucs, they were on Fitzpatrick, and Fitzpatrick did not do a very bad job, and they did a good job either. They did the defense, they did blank out Pittsburgh to get a chance for Ryan Fitzpatrick to come back and do his thing, so I'm going to start Fitzpatrick. Mike Evans is starting to become one of the top five receivers again. They almost say top 10. I'm not giving that man no disrespect to the other receivers. So Mike Evans, start him. You want to say Ryan Fitzpatrick, you start him also. There's no running back right now that you can even name to start for Tampa Bay. You got OJ the Juice Man Howard and a white Bronco. I need to start him this week. I think he's going to do very well. And no defense this week for Tampa Bay.
All right, that was L. Jimmy. So there you have it. So what are you going to do, Mike Lyra? Is he missing? He even went MIA like the Cowboys team offense. Well, Uncle Leroy, I'm feeling. Well, hey, you know, I'm going to be catching on something. Oh, okay. You here?
Yeah.
I guess that windstorm is eating him up. Oh, wait, you know what? Maybe I'll be eating him up. I had your mic muted. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back on.
Yes, sir.
All right. So the Fitz Magic Show, it ain't going to stop, but it's going to slow down a little bit against that Chicago defense. Lil Mac will definitely apply a lot of pressure, but I still look for him to get about 250 to 270 yards and a couple touchdowns. So I would play Ryan Fitzpatrick this week. Mike Evans is definitely a must start, but I think O.J. Howard will be the breakout receiver in this game, i.e., Kissing Cousins. We'll see a lot of him this week. So you definitely play O.J. Howard, and you sit Deshaun Jackson this week. I don't see him getting any of the big plays. But in a pinch, if you have him, definitely look for Charles Godwin. He's becoming one of Ryan Fitzpatrick's favorite targets, especially on third down. So I would actually flex him this week.
Hey, I like that. And, you know, one thing is, you know, that Lil Jimmy spoke about, there is no run game in Tampa. So they got to throw the ball. And, hey, once again, that Fitz Magic Show will be in full effect. Get your tickets. So now we're going to see on the opposite side of the ball, Chicago Bears. They got the Trubisky train that, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know. But the Mitchell Trubisky train is not moving too fast. We got Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, Allen Robinson, and Trey Burton. Who wants to start that one? Oh, that's you, little Jimmy?
Yeah, of course.
That's a tricky one.
He's high on the Howard and the running back and receiver train for Chicago. He's very high on him. But at the end of the day, they still won't do anything because the quarterback has to be the one to keep the number home. I'm handing him a throwing it to him, man. He's not doing very well. But Trubisky sounds like Nabisco crackers. He still wants it done. It might taste good, but it won't do nothing for you. You need a real meal in your life. So for Chicago, this is the person you start. Everybody ready? Khalil Mack. Go get him. Even Danny Trevathan, start them. That's the only thing he'll be doing very well. Maybe Trey Burton is another Jimmy Graham sighting. He's supposed to be one of the top five, not top 10 tight ends in the league. But as once again, as the old saying goes, quarterback can't get you nothing. You can't do nothing with it. So there you go, Mr. Lowry. You go on and start saying your stuff that you got to say, but we know who's irrelevant. Like Gannon versus Kissing Cousins anyway.
Well, once again, and this is going to be the game that made Kissing Cousins upset, like I was upset Thursday night watching the Rams and Vikings, because this will be a shootout. Look at Mr. Trubisky to finally break out and put up big numbers. I would actually start Mitchell Trubisky against Tampa Bay's defense this week. Jordan Howard hasn't had a big breakout rushing performance this week, but he will get you about 70 yards rushing, but he will also give you about 60 to 70 yards receiving as well and a couple touchdowns. Definitely start Jordan Howard this week. He's going to be in for a big game. Tariq Cohen,
you sit him this week, Jordan Howard will be in such a good groove. He will only get about 9 or 10 touches, so his production won't be there. Allen Robinson is definitely, without a doubt, at Mitchell Trubisky's favorite target. Look for him to finally get over the 100-yard receiving mark this season and quite possibly a touchdown. You start Allen Robinson this week. And Trey Burton, when I say disappointment, that I think that would be the understatement of the year. He has done almost less than nothing this year in Chicago. Thank God the defense is good and they've been winning. But you sit Trey Burton this week as well.
Yeah, you know, my grandma used to tell me, boy, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that's definitely looking like what you did in this Chicago versus Tampa Bay game with all these Chicago players on your team. So I'm definitely going to be watching that one, like I said, even not knowing that you had mostly all the players on their team. So that leads us to our next game, Cincinnati Bengals at Atlanta Falcons. So who are you going to do there with the Atlanta Falcons team? So we're going to start with finish.
So definitely right off the bat, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, definitely. Look for Calvin Ridley, who has established himself as a number one receiver in the offense, to have another big game against one-on-one coverage. Mohamed Sanu, you sit him. He's definitely falling to the number three target in the depth chart. And if Austin Hooper continues to produce, he will be number four target in offense. As far as the running back, with Devontae Freeman questionable out, you're not really sure. I would actually still remain riding with Tevin Coleman this week. You start Tevin Coleman, even if Devontae Freeman plays this week.
All right. So what do you think about that, Lil Jimmy?
We're going to make it just easy. Start everybody. Everybody on both sides. This is going to be a very big shootout. I'm not Giovanni Bernard. We're going to have a touchdown. We're going to have Tyler Boyd with two. AJ Green with one. It's going to be a shootout. Atlanta Falcons has now been the place. Their dome, their stadium, Mercedes-Benz, dome, stadium, whatever they want to call it. Want to be the Saints, but they can't. This is a place for a shootout. So everybody that goes in there is going to have a big shootout. Cam did it. Drew Brees did it. Now the red-headed monster, Andy Dalton, is going to do it also. So watch it, starting on both sides. I even think Ito Smith might even come and make a sighting on Atlanta side. This is how much of a shootout is going to be. I think it's going to be a 60-plus point game because both of these defenses, I'm sorry, I can't even call Atlanta having a defense because you can't even name one person that's even left on that side of the ball for them. They're going to do very well. Start everybody on both sides.
Pretty cool. And I'm banking on that in our DraftKings group because I got this week, I picked up Andy Dalton expecting a high-powered, high-powered game of throwing the ball down there in Atlanta. So what do you think about the Bengals side of the ball, Mike Lowry?
Well, you definitely saw Andy Dalton this week. I don't know what's going on with Atlanta cornerbacks out for the true front. Act like they forgot how to play defense and cover receivers. So definitely look for A.J. Green to have another big week. Quite even possibly another three touchdown performance. Tyler Boyd, another start this week against that defense. He's definitely got better. He's definitely improving. So look for him to see more targets this week. I would actually sit Giovanni Bernard this week. I don't see him having a big production, even though he will get the opportunity with the touches. I don't see him doing much with him. But Tyler Eifert, look for a Tyler Eifert sighting this week. In the red zone, he will poach a touchdown this week. So if you're in a pinch, play Tyler Eifert.
I got Izuma in the DraftKings because I haven't been too impressed with Tyler Eifert's emerging his comeback this season, but let's see about this game. This is one that I'm definitely banking on. It's Seattle Seahawks coming to town, or going in town to the Arizona Cardinals. So for the Seahawks, it's been an up and down year for them, especially on the offensive side of the ball. What are you going to do with those guys? Russell Wilson, Chris Carson, Rashad Penny, Doug Baldwin was supposed to be coming back, Tyler Eifert, and maybe Brandon Marshall, and their tight end, Will Disley. What kind of name is that? But Who want to take a shot at Doubt?
Well, I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna shoot everything. You sit everybody in that game. That offense is not gonna move until they make some improvements to that offensive line. So I mentioned everybody on that offense. Will Disley has disappeared ever since that first game breakout performance. He's done less than nothing. So I would even venture as far as to tell you to drop him. And Russell Wilson, sit him this week. Arizona will get after him. We'll look for Brandon Marshall to be on the bench as well. He will see a lot of Patrick Peterson. You just sit that entire offense this week.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm second that out there. The only person that I would start is Tyler Lockett. Because so when Russell actually does get the ball off, he's going to get it to him. I know Doug Baldwin's supposed to make a comeback this week, but, you know, he's still coming off that injury, so it's going to be hard for him to do the things that he needs to do. So Tyler Lockett on one side, and on the other side, okay, I know you heard that, the cricket, the water, nobody. Because as we talked about before, Larry Fitzgerald, the one that you hope to do his thing. I'm sorry for you, Mr. LaQuinn Dickey, but David Johnson's not doing nothing. He might with Josh Rosen back there, but I believe that that does start. It's going to start towards the end of this game and then make game steam for next week. But this week, for that game, Tyler Lockett. No one else. Lock it up for Tyler Lockett.
And I'm a Tyler Lockett owner, and I've been starting. He's been pretty consistent. So, yeah, I definitely like that pick. But in addition to, I got to put a Fitzgerald. You know, he's a new kid, you know, new quarterback. Got to pay respect to the old head of the locker room, and they don't have a pretty good tight end. So I'm not fond of him. So I'm still looking for Larry Fitzgerald to have a big game, and that's when the trade price of Mr. Fitzgerald is going to increase. But next game, talking about stock increasing, it's the Baker Mayfield show down there in Cleveland. They're going to town at Oakland Raiders. So what are you going to do with these Browns? And surprisingly, there's a lot of skilled players there. Baker Mayfield, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson, Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry, Antonio Callaway, and David Njoku. And, of course, their defense. I'm going to let you take a shot at that one, little Jimmy.
Well, I'm going to say Baker Mayfield, he's the man. Jarvis Landry's always the automatic start. I'm going to say it's just open the defense. You know, since they let Camille Mack go, everybody else's psyche and ego has went down. So I'm going to go with Njoku, and I'm going to say Duke Johnson also this week. Once again, because nobody in Oakland can cover anything, but they can't even cover themselves with a jacket in the snowstorm at the Goodwill. They can't do nothing right now, man. So on the Oakland side, we'll touch that real quick, too. Nobody. I could say maybe Derek Carr, because they will have to score some points. And also Marshawn Lynch, because Marshawn Lynch is going to run the ball. They're going to give it to him. I give Grant Drew one thing. He starts off with Marshawn Lynch, but then it also fades the way out. So after it fades out, you got to play from behind and catch up. But besides that, that's why you don't see Marshawn Lynch doing Marshawn-type things, because the game was already out of hand starting the second quarter.
Yeah, it gets out of hand pretty quick. So what do you feel about this game, Mike Lowry? Who are you going to start on either side of the ball?
All right, so with that being said, I'm definitely starting Baker Mayfield against this Oakland defense. He has the possibility and the capability of being the highest-scoring fantasy quarterback this week. With that being said, he's getting David Njoku involved in offense. You start him as well. Jarvis Landry, always reliable. You definitely play him. And also, Callaway. Look for Callaway to have a huge game against that Oakland defense. It was a big play waiting to happen. It's going to happen early and often against that Oakland defense. So you definitely play it.
Talking about insider trading, huh? So that's who you banking on to get you to come back from this onslaught? Baker Mayfield.
You call it an onslaught. All I call it is motivation for greatness. This is going to be the greatest comeback in fantasy history. After this, I'm going to Yahoo Fantasy Hall of Fame after this when I make this comeback.
I would definitely nominate you if you come back from this. But that leads us to our next game, New Orleans Saints at New York Giants. So who are you going to start on both sides of the ball, Mike Lowry?
All right, man. So I'm going to hate to say this out loud, but in this track meet, because this is going to be a track meet, you're definitely going to start Drew Brees. I hate him. Mike Thomas, I hate him even more. And Alvin Kamara, I hate him even more. Even Ted Ginn is a start this week. Like, that's how many points are going to be scored in this game. And on the other side of the ball, even though I don't believe in Eli enough to start him as my fantasy quarterback this week, I picked Baker Mayfield over him. He definitely played Eli Manning this week against that same secondary. Saquon Barkley has established himself as an every-week must-start. You play him. Look for Odell to put on another show against that same defense. I haven't forgot the last three-touchdown show he put on against you guys. So look for him to put on another show against that same defense. And with Evan Ingram out, Sterling Shepard out, that's the only guys that I would really trust on the Giants' offense, even though there's a possibility of somebody else stepping up. Look for Saquon and Odell to carry the show for the Giants, and both have monster games against that Saints defense.
Now, as a Saints fan, Lil Jimmy, what's your take on this?
I'm the recipient. I'm leaving Matt Ryan on the bench versus New Orleans, and Matt Ryan put up 77 points. So I think Eli Manning won't get you that much. I believe Eli Manning will have at least 50 points in this game, only because a lot of the blown coverages by the Saints will give him 45-plus yard passes for touchdown downfield. So I look for Odell to have a 200-yard game. Yes, I did say 200, with maybe one and or two touchdowns. Saquon Barkley is going to do his thing because he gets the ball, and he does. You know what's crazy? Saquon Barkley might have 40 carries a game, but two of them will be broken past 20 yards. That's so crazy. I never really saw a running back do that for a very, very long time. Besides those two, that's it, along with Eli Manning. You can even get the kicker in this game, whoever that is for the Giants. For the Saints, as we already know, the heavy hitters are Kamara, Drew Brees, Michael Thomas. But look for Ben Watson to score a touchdown in this game. And I also believe that Ted Ginn will get a couple of them. I'm close to you when the ball's in the air. You missed it. I caught it. Touchdown. Type of things going on this week also. So, you know, another track meet. I believe this game is going to be up and down the field. The Saints in New York, that's Broadway, put on the show. You'll get the victory also.
And the show is going to lose. They show going to lose. I'm making sure y'all know they're going up there to lose. They show going down. I can't wait.
You might have just been muted, sir. But that leads us to this next game, man. Talking about Battle of California. So we have San Francisco 49ers at Los Angeles Chargers. Who are you going to start in this game, especially on the San Francisco side, after Jimmy G, their savior, went down? But
hey, I'm glad you brought this game up, man. I want to send a shout-out to – I'm not sure – I don't remember who did this, but I remember specifically that Jimmy G was the first quarterback drafted off the board in the Florida League. I wonder how that's paying out for you now. But if you're going to start anybody on the first San Francisco 49ers, Matt Breida has established himself as a go-to guy, so I start him this week. And I will also play George Kittle. And as far as outside of that, I'm sitting the rest of these guys. I'm not sure what their quarterback is going to look like. Well, I'm sure he's not going to look good. So he's going to lean on the safety blankets, which is going to be Brady and Kittle. That's the only two guys you start this week.
How about on the other side of the ball with the Chargers?
Well, with the Chargers, especially going against Frisco's defense, Phillip F. Rivers will have a good game this week, a monster game. Melvin Gordon is another must-start guy. He's going to get all the touches. He's going to have a good production game. Austin Eckler, backup running back to Melvin Gordon. Start him this week as well. He plays in spell roles to him, but he also always produces when he touches the ball. And Mike Williams is starting to establish himself as the number one receiver, even with Keenan Allen being there and healthy. Play Mike Williams over Keenan Allen this week.
Hey, that's a bold prediction right there. So, hey, Lil Jimmy, how do you feel about this game?
Okay, for the Chargers, start everybody. I am a Melvin Gordon owner, so, you know, he's number one. I think Eckler's always doing the same, too. Being a second change of pace running back over there for the Chargers, he does the same. As you know, Phillip Rivers is going to throw that ball regardless if he's losing or winning. It's just Phillip Rivers how he is. This depends upon who's going to catch it. Keenan Allen is number one receiver, but has not been doing things this year. As now, since I'm a recipient of the Keenan Allen trade in another league, I'm hoping that he does well. But the biggest problem for the Chargers this year is that the drops. We have Phillip Rivers putting the ball there, but they're not catching it. A surprising pick for San Francisco this week is Brady. Same thing with Garoppolo. Same thing with Baker Mayfield. You don't have no tape on him. So now you don't know the things that he's capable of doing. So with that, his number one target is George Kittle. George Kittle's going to do his thing this week. So start Kittle, start Brady. No running back over there in San Francisco because they can't have running backs. They lost their first one. They put their money into what's the other guy's name?
Jerick McKinnon?
Yeah, no. What's the third one? The one from Dallas. Yeah,
Alfred Morris.
Yeah, you think Morris? The only Morris that's going to ever be decent in life is Morris Bart. So that's
all.
Alfred Morris can't do nothing with that. I know a lot of people are high on him because he was number two in the depth chart. But you see, Brady is a whole lot better than he is. But I still want to start him this week versus Chargers. I'm not exactly sure Joey Bosa is coming back, but still that defense is enough to stop that run. So I'm going to say Brady, Kittle, and I wouldn't say no receivers at all. I want to say Marquise Goodwin because I got him, but he's hurt. And he's not doing much so far this year. Now with a new quarterback, he still won't do much.
Hey, Uncle Leroy, I want to make sure you understand this is why Lil Jim is in last place. Alfred Morris almost had 100 yards last week in a solid performance. You don't not play a guy like that unless you have absolutely a lot better options like star running back. That's why the gym is staying last place.
Oh man, I talk about shot fire, but y'all game coming up, but I think in a couple weeks, so we're gonna definitely see how that goes. If you take an L by everyone on the show, hey, we might have to buy donuts or something for the next Saturday. We're gonna have to figure that out.
I mean, I don't see no else and none of y'all on the show happening, but it is.
That's funny. I heard someone in the background even laughing. But next game, we have Baltimore Ravens at Pittsburgh Steelers. And, man, this is definitely going to be a shootout here. This is a heated rivalry going back for some years. So what are you going to do with the skilled players on both sides of the ball, the Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Lowry?
Well, you guys see a shootout. I actually see this being a dogfight this week. With that being said, Joe Flacco, I said him this week, even though Pittsburgh's defense is less than stellar, I still don't see him being good enough to exploit that. I said him this week, but I start Alex Collins. Look for him to get 100 yards rushing and a touchdown this week. And as far as their receivers, none of them. I'm not starting Crabtree. I don't even remember the other guys' names. That's how much they're going to be an impact this week.
You know,
and then when you flip over to the Pittsburgh side, I know everybody that drafted Antonio Brown in the first round feel like you have to play him every week. This is not a week you play him. Even though he's disgruntled, he's not happy that he's not getting the ball as much as he wants and he's not getting his numbers. It's going to continue another week. Juju Smith-Schuster will have another better game than Antonio Brown as far as catches, yards, touchdowns. He will be the producer in that offense. So you start Smith-Schuster. James Conner, you sit James Conner this week. Baltimore defense, C.J. Mosley is close to 100%. These guys will be tough against the run. You sit James Conner this week. And Vance McDonald, you start Vance McDonald this week, not Jesse James. He's been established as the receiving tight end, and Jesse James is more of a blocker. So look for him to have a nice game as well.
Okay, man. We've definitely seen this game as opposite. So what do you feel about this, Jimmy?
I say that this is going to be a classic AFC North matchup. That being said, the only people that's going to actually do something in this game is the running back, only because he's getting carries, James Conner. And I believe that Antonio Brown will do his thing. Big Ben is going to get you a lot of crazy garbage time numbers, be it both running and maybe passing, because it's going to be a field goal game like it always has been. Michael Crabtree won't do much. I think Joe Flacco will get the ball out. He's going to get a couple of touches. Alex Collins, look for him to do his thing. Then after that, nothing, nobody else.
Man, but I'm seeing it like this. You know, as Mike Lowry spoke about earlier in the show, you know, see Copycat Lee, everyone's seeing how, you know, she's the recipe on how to beat the Steelers, and that's through the air. So I'm a John Brown on. I'm starting him. I'm starting Joe Flacco. I'm starting everyone that gets the ball throughout the air. So, you know, hey, we definitely going to see how that goes. And this is our last game before we're going to take our break and come back with more of the Fantasy Insight Live show. We have Kansas City Chiefs at Denver Broncos. So what are you guys going to do with the skill players doing this game for both sides?
Well,
Patrick Mahomes and Emmanuel Sanders. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. That is all.
Man.
Once again, another last place choice. Yes, Patrick Mahomes, automatically yes. Emmanuel Sanders, yes. But this is going to be a Kareem Hunt game. Yes, Andrew Reed likes to throw the ball around, yes. But he won't be able to do that against that Denver defense and special environment on the pass rush. And everybody knows the best way to slow the pass rush down is to run the ball. So look for Kareem Hunt to have 100-plus yards and a couple of touchdowns. Kareem Hunt will be the highest scoring player in that game, even with Mahomes.
Okay, well, look, there you have it. And dropping bombs like and predictions like that. And why don't you take us in our quick break? Mike
Glock. And everybody knew we're going to be back in a second.
Everybody remember that I'm trying to hit first. I'm trying to beat the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Marvin Downs on the bench.
And with that, we about to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with more of the Fantasy Insight Live Show.
Cloud 29, my player ways keep me with plenty dimes. See, I'ma shine like all six of my gold teeth. When the nigga get through cooking up this OZ, all night on the block till the sunrise. My only plan is a Glock with the 4-5. 4-5 in the morning, it don't stop. Daydreaming about floss in the drop top. Blue light snap me back to reality. I hit the alley quick and toss what I got on me. Tricks ain't got shit to do but harass. Surfed the nigga and took about a fee in cash. I guess that's better than getting locked up or getting jammed with that shit I had rocked up.
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Junior and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. See me fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your niggas can't do nothing for you.
DJ. KBZ, what up?
I'm living my best life. Uncle Leroy and Lil Jimmy should have left him on the block. Now we're going to head into the segment with the Mike Lowry's perfect fantasy lineup. Of course, we're going to start at the top of the quarterback position. And at quarterback this week, we have Ryan Tannehill. Yes, this is going to be debatable, but he has a great matchup going against the Patriots secondary, which is terrible. So look for him to put up 300, possibly 400 yards, and even 5 touchdowns a week. So Ryan Tannehill is my quarterback. And then we move on to the running back position. And that running back this week, we have Jordan Howard. Look for him in a big shootout, possibly against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to have 150-plus yards and a couple touchdowns this week. And also we have Saquon Barkley. Going against a terrible Saints defense, look for him to have a big game. He's going to put up huge numbers, 100 yards rushing, and quite possibly receiver and a couple touchdowns this week. Moving on to the receiver position. In a surprise move, I'm calling it, you're hearing it here first. Callaway from the Cleveland Browns will be the leading receiver fantasy points this week. Look for him to have big plays early and often against this terrible Oakland Raiders secondary and defense. And also, A.J. Green, with a favorable matchup in a high-scoring game against the Atlanta Falcons defense, look for him to put up big numbers as well. Moving on to the tight end position. And with that tight end this week, we're going with Eric Ebron. Yes, he's going against the Honey Badger, but he also has, I don't like to say this out loud, but Andrew Luck as his quarterback. He's going to see a lot of opportunities. Look for him to take advantage of those opportunities the same way he has been all season. Ebron will lead the way for tight ends this week. And that kicker, I always go with Old Faithful, Matt Bryant. He has an offense that moves the ball up and down the field all day. But when they get to the red zone, I don't know, they have brain frost, they can't finish drives. So look for Matt Bryant to have another double-digit kicking performance. And that defense, the defense this week to go for and stream will be the San Diego Chargers. The L.A. Chargers. I'm so used to saying San Diego. I said it again. With Jimmy Garoppolo on IR this season, new quarterback coming in, look for Evan Engram to have a couple sacks, put up big games. They're going to get a couple turnovers. So the San Diego Chargers will lead the way at defense this week. And that has been Mike Lowry's perfect fantasy lineup for week four of the NFL football. So, Uncle Leroy, what you guys got? What you guys got?
Hey, you know, the crowd loves you, man. Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that definitely helps out with some fantasy lineup as, you know, people get ready for tomorrow to either, you know, hopefully win their game that gets them to the playoffs or, you know, hopefully, you know, either upset a team that's actually going to the playoffs. But, man, we're about to get ready to wrap things up.
That's more deep.
Wait, is that little Jimmy? He even took the show off air?
Little Jimmy is over here having a brain fart upset because I'm exposing the Saints defense, saying Saquon Barkley is going to put up big numbers, so he's mad about that. So he's over here talking to the water. He's not talking about it. He's talking to the water about it, thinking the water going to talk back.
Well, look, wait, you might want to pass him the ball so we can get the little Jimmy, you know, get his week for preview. Hello? Oh, hello, Cricket? Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. We had to pull you out the water. There you go. We got little Jimmy back.
so many fish in there that need me. You know, Mike Lowry out here talking to everybody but the fish, but I'm out here doing my thing, you know. And I think that this week is going to be a very good week fantasy-wise. I look to see that the high-scoring games, I do believe it's going to be the Chargers at 49ers. This is going to be the high-scoring game. I think people are not looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. You know, as you know, anybody versus the Chargers, they're going to throw the ball because it's how Philip Rivers is. So they're going to do what they got to do. So I think San Francisco will shock the world and come back and do what they got to do and throw the ball right back. So look forward to that. I believe Mike Lowry out here talking all this old trash, do his thing. But he's going to lose this week, as we already know. What is it, Commission? 138 to nothing right now?
Yes, sir.
So it is? Yeah, no. So I think that we look forward to looking at it. I'm going to say this. If Kissing Cousins, a.k.a. Commish, loses and or LaQuentin Dickey loses, I think they don't need to be on the show next week. So, Chris Diaz, I know you're listening. You might be the host, my co-host next week, if either one of them don't win the games that they're supposed to win. So, that is my little small moment, and I'm looking forward to this week four matchup. Shout-out to the Commish, the things he does for our league. Shout-out to the Pick'ems. Shout-out to the DraftKings, man. Something up and coming. Get your fantasy football stuff in there. And fantasy football insight. Make sure that y'all back next Saturday, while we will be back here doing the same thing.
Hey, that's how we do it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we get ready to wrap things up. You know, this should do it, Uncle Leroy. Always tune in to our Sports Talk with Friends podcast channel. You know, as always, new shows, new ideas, new insights lined up. Got some great shows, including wrestling, sports shows, everything. Definitely get on Sports Talk with Friends. You can look us up, of course, on Facebook. If you already in the league, look, if you're already in the league, you already know what is popping. But if you're already in the group, you know, make sure you're getting active. But, man, thank everyone for tuning in. You got any shout outs you want to get before we roll out this?
I want to shout out to everybody in the league. Shout out to everybody played on Thursday night and who actually played the people on Thursday night, a.k.a. the commish, beating the people that needs to be beat with an ugly stick. Mr. Mike Lowry himself. Everything is going very well. I think y'all have a good weekend. If y'all got any questions, y'all know, post them in the group. We will take care of it for you all. But until next week, man, it was good luck.
rapper hooded in this. I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by a blow, I was moving the brick. Talk about shooting out, now we're doing it quick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing me quick. And if I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. It's little see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop a thrown down hard, talk career with a shine. I got some time, there ain't nothing, I get better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl yelling.